This is the introduction to the sound focus meditation exercise. If you haven't already read the entire page that goes with this, you should pause the track and do so. You should also take this time to gather what you need and prepare your space. Resume playback as soon as you're ready. Welcome back. Now that you've turned off your music, television, and such in your immediate area, and you have your pen and paper, or whatever you'll be using to take your notes, nearby, and you're sitting comfortably in the place you've chosen, then we're ready to begin. Straighten your spine, tilt your head, and tuck in your chin so that your neck and spine are aligned with one another. Place your hands in a comfortable, relaxed position on your lap, with your palms exposed, facing up. They'll probably naturally tilt inward with your hands slightly cupped. This is fine. Don't try to force your hands into a more open or flat position. Just let them rest naturally. Close your eyes and relax as you listen. There are sounds around us almost all the time. I'm sure you can hear several of them on this recording. My music, the coffee maker, a fan, a chair creaking. But these sounds of our everyday existence are usually tuned out, and this is generally a good thing. After all, if we paid conscious attention to every little noise all the time, it would be far too distracting. But this exercise is specifically designed to help you really pay attention to the sounds around you, to bring you in touch with your environment, and to focus on one sense in particular, your sense of hearing. After the chime, there will be silence other than the occasional sound of my voice to guide you. Now, keeping your eyes closed, reach out with your sense of hearing and focus on the sounds you hear. If you find that other thoughts come to you or intrude during the meditation, simply acknowledge the thought and let it go, returning to your task at hand. Start with the most distinct and closest or loudest sounds, and then expand your senses to include more distant or indistinct sounds. At first, concentrate on separating the sounds from one another and experience each individual sound. Note in your mind, not writing anything yet, the qualities of each sound. Is it shrill, booming, sharp, echoing, deep, something else? For now, do not try to identify the source or the story about the sounds. Just experience them as they are.
Now, start to notice the sets of sounds. Discover those that seem to go together as a part of the same source. Note how they fit together and interact with one another. Do they have a rhythm? A specific pattern? Is there anything else unique about them? Finally, focus your mind on determining what sounds and sets of sounds they may be caused by. Cars going by, children playing, television or music, machinery. It doesn't matter if you end up being mistaken about the source. The important thing is experiencing and processing the sounds. Now, it is time to gradually come back to reality, and when you're ready, open your eyes and readjust to your surroundings. As soon as you feel ready to do so, it should be the next thing you do, Write or type out all of the things that you can remember noticing during the meditation about the sounds you heard and your thoughts regarding them. You may find it helpful to look again at the questions about the sounds on the page for this meditation. Eventually, you should be able to do this exercise without guidance. And remember, you can do this meditation anytime and nearly any place.